This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've got a great one for you today. You sent us a stack of sources, all focused on efficiency, and, well, we're here to give you that shortcut to knowledge.
That's right.
Our mission today is to tackle one of the most, truly frustrating time drains in any growing business.
I think I know where you're going with this.
It's the hours and hours that highly paid sales professionals spend on leads that, let's be honest, we're never going to close.
Right. All because of a fundamental budget misalignment. It's the silent killer of profitability.
It really is.
You look at your funnel, you see thousands of leads coming in, and marketing is celebrating the volume, but then sales gets them.
And they're stuck.
They're stuck doing remedial education, explaining why your services aren't a tenth of the price the lead was hoping for.
Exactly. So our deep dive today, and we're pulling a lot from Joe Medico's work on this, is all about the actionable solution.
The budget qualifier.
Implementing the budget qualifier right at the top of your lead gen process. And we really need to understand not just the mechanics of it, but how it fundamentally shifts everything from a game of volume to a game of value.
Yeah, the goal isn't just more leads. It's more qualified inbound leads. You want the ones who are financially capable, the ones who are ready to become what we call
retainer revenue builders.
Precisely. Those are the predictable, high-value partners you can build a business on.
And that distinction is everything. But I think the biggest challenge here, the part everyone gets stuck on, is psychological. How do you bring up money so early?
Right. Without being confrontational.
Yeah. Maybe even before they've spoken to a person. And kind of counterintuitively, why does doing that, being so transparent up front, actually end up boosting the relationship?
It's a fantastic question. Okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
So we have to start by just defining the core problem. The pain point is actually pretty straightforward. Yep. When you skip the budget qualifier, you are forcing your sales team to act as a filter.
A filter, not a closer. I like that distinction.
Exactly. Their core function is closing deals. And when they're filtering, it's just a monumental waste of a very, very valuable and specialized resource.
Right. A closer is driving revenue. Yep. A filter is just sending emails to dead ends. So, okay, how do we define the solution then? What is the budget qualifier, really? I mean, beyond just another field on a form.
So it's basically a strategic, kind of low-pressure way to figure out a prospect's investment capacity.
And crucially, this happens before they ever talk to sales.
Before they consume any of that valuable time. It's really an organizational commitment to say, we are only going to have serious conversations with genuinely qualified prospects.
Which means when a sales rep finally does pick up the phone, the conversation is about strategy and partnership.
Not about whether they can afford your baseline pricing.
Okay, this sounds great in theory, but I have to bring up a point of friction here, something you hear all the time.
Go for it.
If we filter too aggressively, aren't we risking losing that, you know, that mid-market prospect who's growing fast, the one who might qualify next quarter?
That is a vital question, and it's where good implementation comes in. A properly set up budget qualifier doesn't just discard those leads.
It routes them differently.
Exactly. It sorts the people who are ready now from the people who need nurturing. Yeah. And the immediate impact on that ready now group is just, it's dramatic.
So what are we seeing?
You see significantly improved conversion rates and, this is the big one, a much lower cost per acquisition.
Because you're spending less internal time and energy on conversations that were basically doomed from the start.
Doomed from the start. Your actual cost to acquire a paying customer, especially a high-value one, it just plummets.
And that efficiency, I'm guessing, it just ripples out across the whole organization.
Precisely.
And this is where it gets really interesting for me, because the source material lays out four specific core benefits, and they go way beyond just, you know, saving a bit of time.
Let's walk through them, because they really do touch every single department, from resource management all the way to strategic financial planning.
Okay, first one, and it's maybe the most tangible. It optimizes sales team time. Mm-hmm. We talked about this. But when you have a sales team, especially one trained in a sophisticated model, something like the three-call close approach,
yeah,
their time is your most expensive asset.
Absolutely. Think about it. A rep trained for a three-call close, they understand nuance, they handle complex objections, they negotiate big contracts.
They are not there to explain your pricing page.
They are not paid to explain why your minimum retainer is five figures. By qualifying the budget up front, you make sure these reps are focused only on people who are financially and organizationally ready to go.
You're maximizing the ROI on their salary, essentially.
100%.
And optimizing their time. That flows right into benefit number two. Reduced wasted marketing spend.
Yes. And this isn't just about the CPA. It's about being smarter, way further up the funnel.
With your ad spend.
With your ad spend. It's about precision. Once you have real data showing the budget ranges of leads that actually convert, you can fine-tune all of your paid advertising.
So you're feeding that data back into the machine.
You are. You integrate it into what the source material calls your pipeline value bidding strategy.
So instead of just bidding broadly on some high volume keyword and hoping for the best,
you're optimizing your spend towards the exact audience segment that you know matches your service minimums.
You're bidding for conversations, not just clicks.
You are bidding for clicks that statistically lead to a valuable, budgeted, high intent conversation. You stop spending money acquiring traffic that will never become a retainer revenue builder.
It's a move from mass marketing to precision targeting.
That's it.
And that kind of efficiency, it brings us to the third benefit, which is huge for anyone in leadership. Improved forecast accuracy.
This is all about stability. It comes from having trust in your data.
Right.
When every lead that enters your CRM has already cleared that first biggest hurdle, the budget, your pipeline is just inherently cleaner.
It's not full of hope and dreams. It's full of actual potential.
Exactly. So the budget qualifier contributes directly to predictability. This is so crucial for, you know, your CFO. It makes your SEO budget forecasting, your overall revenue projections, so much more reliable.
Because the quality of what's going into the funnel has been verified at the start. You're forecasting based on capacity, not just interest.
Capacity, not interest. That's a perfect way to put it.
Okay, now for the fourth one. This is the one that I think surprises people, but it might be the most important. It enhances trust. It builds what the source calls the trust factor.
Mm.
So why, psychologically, why does asking for money early build trust instead of, you know, scaring people away?
Because it manages expectations. And that is the cornerstone of any good professional relationship.
Okay.
In a traditional sales process, the prospect is always worried about the bait and switch.
For sure. They spend hours talking. They get invested in the solution.
Only to get ambushed at the end by a price tag they can't possibly afford. That doesn't just lose the sale. It erodes trust. It feels dishonest.
And the budget qualifier just takes that entire ambush off the table.
It removes it completely.
Yeah.
By being radically transparent about the investment levels early on, you are showing them that you value their time as much as you value your own.
It's a sign of respect.
It is. It establishes a foundation of clarity. It signals that this relationship is going to be based on alignment and mutual respect, not some sort of negotiation through attrition. That's how you build those long-term relationships.
That's a really powerful framework. Okay, so we know the why. Let's get super practical. Let's talk about the blueprint for implementation. Where do we actually put this thing?
The key is it has to be seamless. You have to integrate it into your multi-channel customer journey map so it feels like a logical low-friction step.
Right. And at a point where their intent is already high, they're already leaning in.
Exactly. They're actively seeking a solution.
So where's the first most effective spot for this digital gatekeeper? Where do we put it to maximize qualification but not spike our abandonment rates?
Okay, strategy one is integrating it directly into your high intent forms.
So we're talking about forms like request a consultation or get a custom proposal.
Yes. Speak to an expert. These are the moments a prospect is raising their hand and saying, I'm serious.
And the execution here is so critical. You can't just put an open text field there and say, what's your budget?
Oh, absolutely not. That's a recipe for disaster. The field must be mandatory, but it has to be a multiple choice dropdown.
Not open text.
Never open text. Open text invites joke answers. Or worse, just silence.
Yeah.
You need to use specific predefined ranges. So the source suggests things like $5,000 to $10,000 a month, $10,000 to $20,000 a month, and so on.
Why are those specific numbers so much better than, say, vague tiers like basic, pro, and enterprise?
Because numbers anchor the prospect in reality. Vague tiers let them project their own hopes onto the options.
Right. Oh, I'm probably a pro client.
Exactly. But a specific number forces them to pause and think, okay, do I actually have $10,000 a month for this? A serious prospect who sees the value will select a range, no problem.
And the ones just kicking tires?
They often self-select out right there, and they've just saved your sales team a 45-minute call.
Okay, that handles the high-intent forms. But you can qualify people even before they get to that point, right? So, strategy two, pre-qualification content, the soft sell.
Yes, this is more subtle. You use your existing content to just signal the expected investment levels.
So like on your services page?
On your services pages, you can include phrases like, our services start at, or ideal clients typically invest. You can even bake it into your case study goldmine.
Ooh, I love that. So if I'm a prospect reading a success story, and I see the case study mentions the client invested, say, 15 grand a month to get those amazing results.
You instantly gain context. You understand the ballpark. It allows the prospect to self-qualify based on this general awareness long before they ever fill out a form.
They're doing the screening work for you.
Exactly, which means anyone who does end up submitting the high intent form is already comfortable with the general numbers. No more sticker shock.
Which brings us to strategy three, automation for filtering and nurturing. So we've collected the budget data. What happens next? This is where I feel like a lot of companies drop the ball.
This step is so crucial for maintaining that trust factor we talked about. So if a prospect's budget falls below your minimum,
they pick the lowest option, but it's not enough.
Right. You do not just route them to sales to get a no.
And you don't just dump them into a black hole either.
Absolutely not. You automate the response. The system should trigger a tailored email sequence that offers them genuine high-value resources that speak directly to their lower budget reality.
So instead of a sales pitch, you send them something like an ebook on Grow Your Business with SEO Basics on a Small Budget.
Perfect example. Or foundational strategy templates. You're providing real value, maintaining the relationship, and nurturing them for the future, all while protecting your sales team's time.
And in the meantime, the high budget prospects.
The ideal retainer revenue builders. They get flagged immediately, routed to the right rep, and put into a rapid follow-up sequence. They get the white glove treatment right away.
The automation is basically sorting the traffic for you.
It ensures your most valuable resource, your sales team, is only chasing your most profitable opportunities.
So if we step back and kind of synthesize this whole process, implementing the budget qualifier really does shift a business away from that indiscriminate volume game.
And decisively toward the precision-focused value game.
That's the transformation.
It is. You stop pouring resources into a leaky pipe. Instead, your pipeline gets filled with prospects who aren't just interested. They are verified as financially capable and ready to become those long-term partners.
So for you, listening right now, whether you're running sales or trying to forecast revenue, that efficiency is just. It's paramount for scaling predictably.
Mm-hmm.
You cut wasted marketing spend, you protect your sales team's focus, and you deliver the kind of accurate, measurable leads that you need for reliable growth.
So to summarize the core takeaways from this deep dive, it really confirms the strategic need for pre-qualification. It maximizes the impact of specialized resources, like reps trained for the three-call close.
Right.
It enables smarter ad buys through pipeline value bidding, and it dramatically improves the reliability of your financial planning and things like SEO budget forecasting. The whole revenue engine just gets more stable.
It's a powerful tool for both efficiency and for trust. Okay, so since the budget qualifier establishes the financial parameters early on, here's a final provocative thought for you to explore.
I'm ready.
What other crucial non-financial criteria, things like maybe internal data readiness or organizational buy-in for a big change, could be similarly qualified and automated? You know, in a parallel track to enhance that trust factor even more before the first sales call ever happens.
That's the logical next frontier for qualification, absolutely. Medico's work actually hints at this. They talk about tool readiness.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, confirming if a prospect uses a specific CRM or a certain marketing automation platform, that can be a parallel qualification track.
So you're not just aligning on budget.
You're aligning on infrastructure. So when that first sales call happens, it's not just about money being aligned, it's about the tech stack being aligned, which makes the whole conversion process even more seamless.
You're basically building the perfect partner before the first handshake.
That's the goal.
Thank you for joining us for the deep dive. We hope this shortcut helps you build a much cleaner and a much more predictable pipeline.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
With 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.